I like how you just laugh.
The Art and Learning Center decided that this apparently this room is expensive to use, and they didn't want to do that extra hour and a half, so they cut us off at 3 hours instead of what we used to do, 4.5 hours. Before that, we were doing 6 hours, 2 hours for each class. That was really great. So it just got dwindled.
Yeah.
If we keep our numbers up, then they'll be glad to give us all the other classes back, but it depends on how much promotion we do and how many people we get in here. At the moment, there's so much competition with the other classes, like BAM holds lots of other classes, so a lot of people don't need to come here, so they come to the rest of the week for free. So that's part of the problem. So now we're always not certain that it'll continue on, so we have to see about that. Do we have everyone? I can't tell who's here and who's socializing.
Here.
Okay, so that's socialization. Okay, so. Is Holly coming tonight? Okay. For
socializing instead of dancing.
Have we got everyone? Okay. So, was everybody here in this class for the first 5 weeks when it was bronze?
Yeah.
Is there anyone who's new? Was here, so in that case, shall we just continue with the projects that we were doing? Okay, so if anybody has any other needs or suggestions, we're always open to hear. What did we do last week in the Samba?
We did a new routine, the second half of the new routine, the combined counts, yeah.
And the featured figures of that new part were the crisscross voltas and crisscross botafogos.
Right.
So we'll review that. What did we do in Jive last week?
The routine.
We did the full bronze jive routine. Is that how it makes you feel?
Yeah.
And then in Tango, we reviewed group 5. In Foxtrot, we reviewed the check and weave. So, and we talked about what's coming up. So we have, that's that, 4 dances we've been working with. Is it good for us to review these 4 dances and then move to other dances? Or should we stay with these 4? What dances do you feel a need for with Bam Jam breathing down your neck?
Foxtrot Tango.
So we've been doing Foxtrot Tango, so we should keep on those.
I'd like to visit the quick step.
Okay. And Latin-wise, we've been doing Samba and Jive. We continue to do that.
Okay.
Will we ever get to Viennese?
Yes!
Not really Viennese or Bam Jam, but if anyone's
seen
MIT, then
yes, Viennese. Okay, so definitely Viennese waltz then before the end of the semester, hopefully maybe in 2 weeks. In the Samba, let's go from the new part first, and let's start down at our comfy end of the room. Leaders on that side, followers on this side. Start in promenade position. Dance a Samba walk with your outside foot. That's his left and her right. Forward, back, slip. Side Samba walk. Forward, side, slip. Crisscross Volta. 1, 2, 3. Hold it there. Are we finishing feet apart? So this Volta should not end crossed. It should end apart. And then the other way, the same thing. 1, 2, 3, feet apart. 2 botafogos, 1, 2, 1, 2. Volta, 1, 2, 3, feet apart, 1, 2, 3, and the last time we cross on the last step. And then for now, go into whisks, 1, 2, etc. Ladies, from the beginning, or do you already have it? Got it?
Do it again.
Pardon me? Do it again? Okay. So, in promenade position, right foot walk. Forward, back, back. Yes. Side Samba walk. Forward, side, slip. Make sure that foot always does its slip. Volta. 1, 2, 3, feet apart. 1, a two, a three, feet apart. Botafogo, one, a two, one. Voltas, one, a two, a three, feet apart. One, a two, a three, crossed, whisk. One, a two, partner up. Slide back. With the promenade position you're in right now, win a bronze competition. Stand facing your partner squarely a moment. Not promenade. Good. Make it look fantastic. So you have body well lifted, arms wide to the side. Maximize that space between your bodies. Now, give up nothing as you now turn to promenade position. Good. That would win a bronze competition. Now, here's the samba walk. Ready? And one, a two, one, man in front. One. Hold on, let's do that again. So this opportunity for the man to go in front on the first crisscross volta is not to be missed. Feel free to miss it when class is over, but in class I want to see the men able to do an underarm turn. Walk again. Ready, and one, a two, one, man in front. One, a two, a three, a four. One, a two, a three, a four, Botafogos. One, a two, one, a two, volta. One, a two, a three, feet apart. One, a two, a feet, and now cross into the whisk. A two, one, a two. Good. Bring it back. New partner. Find three guys who didn't have a partner. Bring some of the group this way farther so we can spread out. Good. Before you launch, gentlemen, any of you who want to try the followers part, I strongly recommend it. It's something that I just kind of take for granted when I'm working with classes because I started out as a dance teacher. I went through dance teacher classes where you learn the man's and the lady's part at exactly the same time. I never was having a problem crossing back and forth. So if you learn only the man's part for a year or however long, then you go back to learn the lady's part, I'm assuming it's harder. So leader, follower, make sure you can move between them without even thinking about it. So I recommend men follow right from the beginning. Here we go from promenade position. Ready, and one, a two, and crisscross volta. One, a two, a three, other side. One, a two, a three, Botafogos. One, a two, one, a two, and volta. Two, a three, a four. One, a two, a three, and whisk. One, a two, one, a two. Good.
I'm having a hard time doing the stop. How far of a step should we take during the voltas and a two?
I'm so glad you're asking that question. May I use you for a model?
Sure.
Back it up.
I don't know if I'm the correct model, but I don't know right.
Why is it we're ending the volta with the feet apart sometimes? Could everybody hear that? So that was the primary reason. There's also a secondary reason. But the first reason is to make it easier to change direction. So if you've done a volta and you've ended with your feet apart, it's easier to get going the other way. If you finish feet together, it's harder to change and go back the other way. The second reason is the number one thing that wins dance competitions, as you will find at Harvard, MIT, wherever you go, is going to be connection, using a connection. So watch this. We start with our samba walk, and Andy is not going until I move her. And she would keep going, except I bring her back. So we're doing something with our connection all the time. When we dance this volta, one, do just crossing, just keep crossing. If we start crossing like this, nothing's happening. That's dead. That partnership would not win a competition. On the other hand, if we do our volta and we end with the feet apart, there's an interaction that is much stronger and very fetching to see for a judge. So we have samba walk, we explode apart, I bring her across. At the end, we separate and come back across again. So we get this really great elasticity, this slingshot thing. So the reason why I didn't talk about it last week was we just learned the steps, and I don't really want you throwing each other around too much. On the other hand, get ready. We're going to start throwing each other around a little bit. How many of you were at the competition this weekend, the Nationals? So two people. Okay, three. There's three. How many of you saw the standard championship on Saturday night?
No.
So that means no?
No, I didn't see it.
How many of you saw the Latin championship on Friday night?
We were only there Friday night.
What do you know? But not in the evening. Okay, we're going to go back and do this weekend all over again properly. So there was a couple there, Sergey and Victoria, I think her name is, couple 359, who immediately offended the majority of the judging panel because they were so aggressive. So now this is a matter of opinion. So if you ask them about it, they would say they're not too aggressive and their coach clearly wants what they're doing. And they would say they're not off balance and everything is supposed the way it's supposed to be. But it started on Friday night. They were in the Latin championship and made the final and deserved to. And then on Saturday, they were in the standard championship and made the final. And in many judges' opinion, didn't deserve to because they were so aggressive in how forceful they were with each other, how they went across the floor threatening other couples. I don't mean verbally threatening, just their dance manner was threatening. At one point, a couple was dancing the Fleckerls and the Viennese Waltz, just spinning in the middle of the floor. And this couple, 359, intentionally danced natural turns all the way around them in a circle, just tried to make sure they knew, you aren't going anywhere unless we say it's all right. So now, I'm being recorded right now, and I'm not sure how good an idea this is, because I'm putting an interpretation on what I'm seeing. But I can tell you, the judges are not supposed to talk about the couples that they're judging, and so it didn't happen during the evening that this was happening with the judges who were judging, but it was really, really hard to be quiet about something that was so offensive to such a large part of the panel, and it all came out the next day. Everybody was saying, did you see that? I couldn't believe it. So everybody was really talking about it. Well, my day job was invigilating that, but in the evening I was judging them. So in the Latin I placed them higher than some of the other judges because I didn't think it was as bad as some others did, but they've got a lot of animosity toward them that they'll have to overcome in the future. And again, not all of the judges really felt this way. I didn't hear from the ones who liked it. I only heard from the ones who didn't like it, but it seemed kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, they were at Mac too, right?
They were. Yes, yeah, they didn't grow up overnight. They've been around for a little while. Yes?
I was going to ask about that because I get sometimes different ideas, opinions about whether or not to be territorial, kind of, about the dance floor in your space, or to be kind of like gentlemanly, ladylike about, you know, others. Is that a fad? Like, sometimes judges are like, yeah, that's your like, you're too whippy. You know, like it's a little unclear as to what is the best way to...
What would Florin and Natalia say?
Don't give up space. They're like, this is... it's like, you're like a dog. And he's like, this is like...
I mean, at the beginning, I don't know about hold your ground. Aggressive.
It is really... Go ahead.
It's very clear at the beginning that you should know where you're going to be. You should set your space. And then make sure that you look big enough that no one enters your space. At the beginning.
But here's the thing. So one thing that often happens is when you're about to collide with somebody, a lot of times they're like, do we drop the arm? And he was like, no. It's like, okay.
So I would have gotten crushed because we got knocked into a bed.
Yeah. So it is important not to be a doormat, so you are not to be walked over by other couples. So do stand intimidatingly on your space. Try not to give up space. You're not going to get out of the way if people are coming into your space because this is your space while you have it. You might need to put out an elbow or a hand, so you do have to protect yourself, and it's important not to just keep getting out of the way for people, but that's very different from saying run into people or dance right up to them and stop suddenly and try to intimidate and so on. So some of that could be fair play in some game books, so feel free to try that, but just make sure you know what the judges think about that. It could work against you. Yes?
How are they aggressive in their Latin? Because in Latin dances, maybe aggressive could be considered stylistic versus competitive, whereas in standard, you're more concerned and in your space and you are with your partner instead of dancing across the partner. So
yeah, so over-aggressive in Latin could be, I'm not going to hurt you. This is a neighboring partner, so I'm dancing my cha-cha,
okay.
And she's not my partner,
okay.
So that would be aggressive.
Okay.
Sometimes the man in the next couple will actually put his hand on top of the woman's head. And he'll take... So women can... Now, women can also be aggressive, and it can be a soft aggression, which looks all right. I mean, sometimes a woman will walk up and kiss a man in another couple, and that's her taking possession at that particular case. It could be fine. It could be just friends, or it could be something else. So... So in the samba, you are moving, and it's incredible how you can make the gold figure, the promenade and counter promenade, a weapon. So you can weaponize just about anything in Latin, and the promenade, counter promenade runs would be the most obvious one, but there are a lot of other ones as well. And obviously, arms can go whacking. You can use body language. So there's a lot that can happen that maybe shouldn't. The World Coaches Commission has complained because judges in the world are not being not penalizing couples for their bad floor craft. And so judges are constantly being asked, if you see something that's being done that's incorrect, mark it. That's the only thing judges, that the couples respond to. So a couple that's being overly aggressive is a couple that's doing it thinking that's going to help them win the competition. If you take away from the very thing that they want, they will stop doing it, is the plan. But as you can see, sometimes it works better than others. So in a collegiate event, most of the time it's just lack of control. Somebody seems like they're being aggressive to you, it's just lack of control. Usually. Sometimes it's not lack of control, and you will have to take measures. As one of the judges was saying last evening, when we were all competing, if somebody was aggressive, then everybody had a meeting without them and said, you take them in the waltz, we'll take them in the foxtrot. We all divvied up the dances and just make sure they couldn't do what they wanted to do. So each couple then might be sacrificing their own dance, but if each couple sacrificed only one dance over, say, 10 dances, pretty soon that couple realizes, wow, I can't fight everybody, can I? So if it's one couple being a rogue couple, they're usually pretty easy to deal with, and the championship competitors can all get together and agree on that. The reason why we're talking about this is, I'm saying interaction with your partner is really, really important. We want increased physicality to a point. And the question, how much should you do, depends a little bit on your personality. If you look around at the men in this room, I don't see any men who look like they are aggressive fighters. I mean, in a bad sense. You might. So all of these men, I believe, are men who are appropriately socialized. They're domesticated. So I might ask these men to be a little bit more assertive rather than less. But we'll have to be careful who's in the room hearing that. So we just be careful who applying that. So now, find a partner you haven't danced with yet, especially any leader who didn't have a partner. Find a partner. Good. So any leader who hasn't led yet. There's somebody, find Alan. So we need one more woman over to Alan. Good. There she is. Hi. How are you? So.
Meeting every Monday until 9 p.m.
Okay.
So I run over afterwards.
Till 9, so you're out a little early this time.
A little bit, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what level dancer are you?
Bronze.
Bronze?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So. Couples, you're too close together. The couples are too close to the other couples. Good. Here we go with a samba walk, side samba walk. Ready? And one, a two, crisscross volta. One, a two, a three, a four. One, a two, a three, a four. Botafogos, a two. One, a two, and volta. Two, a three, a four. One, a two, a three, a four. Whisk, a two. One, a two. Let's put it to music. Same partner. Outside foot, samba walk. Five, six, seven, eight. One. Crisscross volta. Botafogos. Volta. And whisk. Good. One more time for connection this time. New partner. That's what we're going to do. New partner. And let's talk connection. Is there anyone here who has not been through the six connections? Do you know the numbered six connections? Stand facing your partner with a two-hand hold and find somebody, even if it's someone of the same sex. Good. Yeah. Do you want to lead or follow? Okay. Incline toward each other. That's connection number one. That's pressure. Take your inclination away. That's number two. Leaders, close your hands toward each other. Followers, resist. That's number three. Leaders, take your hands away from each other. Followers, resist. That's number four. Leaders, raise the hands. Followers, give them a little bit of weight. Just a little bit. That's five. Lower the hands. Followers, resist lightly. And that's six. Go through them again. See if you have them. You're on your own. Good. Now do it invisibly. Wait a minute. Do number one again. Number two. Good. Three is the other way. That's three. Four, five, and six. Good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Change partners. Just find somebody different. Do the six connections with the follower counting aloud. Whoever's on the following end, say the numbers. Do it with a one-hand hold. Is anybody missing any of the numbers? Okay. As we dance the crisscross volta, mainly we're using number one and number two. Stand in that starting position, promenade position. We're going to do the samba walk, then the side samba walk, and then stop. Make sure when you do the side samba walk, you explode away from each other and release one arm. Samba walk first, ready, and one, a two, one, and hold. What connection is that? Is anybody disagreeing with Andy?
I don't remember the number. But.
Number one is forward. Number two is backward, outward.
Okay, that's two.
So the point of this explosion is to get to number two. Pardon me?
Arms should be back.
Always. The connected arm must always have some flex in it. It never locks out. Good. When I was judging the competition yesterday, every once in a while, one of the couples would lock out a connected arm. Automatically means they can't be considered for a high placing. So there are certain things that you do in a competition which will kill you. They'll cut you right off at the neck. A heel lead and a cha-cha, going completely locking out a connection, ducking when you do an underarm turn. Just certain things automatically, ooh, I can't believe that. So you don't want to be caught doing those high negatives. Locking out an arm that's connected would always be a high negative. There's always some flex in that arm. That's important to remember right now because we're about to explode away from each other at the end of a number of these figures, and hyperextending is going to be a temptation occasionally. So just watch for that. So let's do that again. Start in your closed promenade position. When you do the side samba walk, you'll go from a one to a two connection-wise. Ready, and one, a two, in, out. Is everybody convinced that's an out? Okay. The leader should be a little bit ahead right now because the leader is the one who's about to go under the arm. Leaders, when you do this underarm turn, it's a two. You're going to pull her past you. Ready, and pull her past. Good. When you do this next explosion where you finish this volta, what number is it? A two or a one?
Two.
Every single time You end up in second position with your feet away from your partner. It's a two connection. So we're going to start this again from the beginning. Back it up to the beginning, but don't crowd together. Staying spread out is a good thing. But just watch this a moment. So when you dance the crisscross botafogos, you're going to explode away. That's number two as you pull away from each other. Every volta that ends with the feet apart ends a pull away. It's an outside connection. And that's why we do it. That gives much more interaction. It's those changes that makes it rich, that gives it texture. So here we go from our walk. I'm going to be calling, instead of count numbers, connection numbers. Ready, and bump. Ba bump, here's a one and a two, and two, two, a one and a two, 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 a one and a two. Botafogos and volta.
Okay.
In and out. Notice, it gets a bit complicated. Just make sure it's logical to you, and this week you can develop it on your own. Change partners. Find one of the leaders who didn't have a partner whenever you can. Annie, can we show them, please? So watch this a moment. As Annie and I are dancing this, if there's any time where it looks like we're just touching superficially and nothing's happening, we lose the competition. We have to be doing something, communicating all the time. So when we take our first dance position, you'll see the couples in a championship always take great care in how they touch each other and how they're using these connections to do something all of the time. So right now, what I'd really like to do is hug my partner, but this is all that works in our choreography. So I'm thinking hug, and that's a good thing for men to think. A warm hug is how you start every dance. From here, we dance our samba walk, and the hug continues until we explode apart. The hug intensifies right before it goes the other way, and that's always true about connections. Connections, wherever you happen to be, a one or a two, it's always a hyper one or a hyper two right before it changes. So our connection right now is more of a one toward each other, but it becomes a much stronger one before it changes to two. Now we're dancing the crisscross volta. This is a two as I pull her across, but at the end it's going to change to a one right before it's a two. If we pull at the very end, it's a one, a two, one, a two. So the connection is constantly changing to communicate what we want. Thank you. So at the moment, it means a lot of pushing and pulling, exactly what I said not to do. But that's how we're going to make this really great recipe. We're going to play around and experiment and cross some boundaries, hopefully not too far, but you have to experiment to make it work. So let's see that. The longer you take to take dance position, the better it will be. So every time you just rush in and take position, you're just reinforcing an old negative habit. Take your time taking hold. It's always important. Here's our samba walk. Ready, and one, a two, explode away, and volta, pull her across, a two, explode away, and catch, across, a two, explode away, and catch, botafogos, a two, one, a two, volta, one, a two, a three, and four, one, a two, a three, and volta, whisk, a two, one, a two. Change partners, and let's do that to slow music. I always look for the leader who didn't have a partner. We have twice as many leaders as followers. And before we launch this one, let's just do a little experiment. You're in closed position facing your partner. Dance some whisks. As you dance these whisks, get lots of rotation and hip action, and notice what that does to the connection. Ready? And one, a two, swivel, roll those hips, work it. Good. We haven't. There's a lot we haven't talked about. So watch this a moment.
An onion.
Peeling the layers. Yes. So when you step to the side in a Latin dance, the foot you're leaving always swivels. So you're going to turn that toe outward to dance a whisk on each side. Swivel outward. We don't care about the foot. I don't care whether you swivel the foot or not. It's actually what's up above the foot that really matters. When you turn that toe out, it also opens your hips. And now as you and your partner are working your samba, you've got this really interesting angling of the body. So we're going to be talking a lot over these next few weeks, and you're getting ready for these college comps. How do you win a college comp? Connection. Overwork the connection. I'm hoping that I'll be saying to you, that's too much. Let's come back a little bit. But right now, the connections are way underworked. So really work your connection. Angle your body. Square always loses. Angled always wins. So make sure you're really good at showing an angled body 100% of the time in standard and Latin. There is no square moment in any dance. It's always angled in every single Latin and standard dance. So if you come across a figure where you find you think you're square and you're not sure what to do about it, ask. That's what we need to know about in this class. You can't win a dance competition dancing square in any of your dances. So let's do that again. The whisks first. Take dance position, dance some whisks, and turn those hips. Ready? And swivel. A two. Rock your pelvis. Make it memorable for your partner. Good. Good. If some of that bounce gets up at head level, fine for the moment, but it's temporary. Eventually, you want it completely leveled out. Good. Change partners. You're doing exactly right. So you have a good merengue.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure all the guys tell you that. Do those whisks one more time. This time add one more element. Every time you turn a toe, turn your head in the same direction. So every time you swivel, add a head turn. Okay, just whisks. Ready, and snap, a two, one. A two, the other way. A two. So nose and toes always point in the same direction. Hold on a moment.
Right.
So when you turn your toe to the left, you turn your nose to the left. And when you turn your toe to the right, the head goes to the right. Okay, do that one more time. I'm glad I didn't have to teach what you just did. Ready, and one, a two, one, a two, look, a two, look, a two, look, a two, one. Partner it. Good, hold on a moment. Intent is everything. If you have the intent to do something with your partner, it is rich. And if you're just doing it with the wrong intent, it doesn't work. Could we do that a moment? So just turn your head that way. Good. Turn it back the other way. Good. So what we're thinking about is turning our head together and back again. That's all I'm asking for on this whisk. So we snap one, a two, one, a two. And we're just thinking about using our peripheral vision. Are we together on that? Thank you. So do that one more time. Think about togetherness. Ready, and look, a two, one, a two, one, a two. Good. Always being aware of your partner. No one is a lone ranger. Good. Change partners.
So the head changes are a part of whisks.
They can be. I'm doing it because it's a good idea for what we're doing.
Okay.
So I would do it, yes.
Okay.
This time, we're dancing the new part of the samba routine that we were doing. Samba walk, side samba walk, so on. One last time. We're doing it with music. Use the connection. Batıyor böyle gör babamız tarihe güneşin oldu. Stop it. This wonderful app speeds up and slows down the music, but if I do it too soon before it's up and running, then it goes crazy. Five, six, seven, eight, one. Volta, one. I'm going to keep putting judging dilemmas in front of you over the next month because you need to know what the judge is thinking when they're watching you. You have two couples on the floor that are the same in a number of respects, but here's one difference. They come from two different schools or philosophies of dancing. So one is doing exactly the philosophy you like. The other one is doing a different philosophy. The one that's doing the philosophy you like is not quite as good. The one who's doing the other philosophy is better. Which one do you mark?
Shouldn't the choice be clear? It should be the one who's doing it better, right?
If the one that we like is basically just doing the moves and defense, but it depends on if the other people are also doing it right.
So everything is correct. Nobody's doing anything wrong. It's a matter of taste. So one couple's doing what you like, but doing it not as good. The other one is doing what you don't like, but they're doing it really well. Which one do you think the judge should pick?
The really good one. The one who's not doing what he wants, but doing it well.
And this is not just some theoretical thing. It happens over and over. Almost every event is full of couples doing the wrong thing well and couples doing the right thing badly. Which one do you pick? So every professional event is that way, because what makes a great champion is someone who's interpreting in their own way. And we're not going to like everybody's interpretations. So the last pro event, the Eastern United States Championships, I judged last month, the first two couples in Latin, one was doing something I didn't like, but doing it really well. The other one was, I love what they were doing, but it wasn't quite as strong. So of course I had to pick the one I didn't like as much, because they really were doing a much better job of that. And the other judges in general felt the same way, but there are some who said, you're going to mark that? I said, well, they were doing it really well, but you're going to mark that? And so it's hard to know what those dilemmas are. What I'm saying is, commit to what you're doing. So what I want you to do for your homework in the samba is be able to say one or two on every single step of what you just danced. So when you dance the side samba walk, you would say one, because the connection is in, two, because the connection is out. On the volta, you'll say two, two, one, two, 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 one, two. If you can say a simple 1-2, a simple binary while you're dancing, then you'll have very clear intent, and that's what always wins. So being able to verbalize while you're dancing is really key to having a clear intent and being able to show a clear intent, and the clear intent will win every single time. Everybody knows Alex Zhang? So they danced this weekend in the comp, did a great job, and they have a clear intent for what they're doing. It's very different from other couples, so they don't look like any other couple out there. They're getting really good advice, they're doing it really well. Some of the judges aren't going to like what they're doing, because no judge likes everything, but you can't argue about the intent of it. It's very, very clear. So I'm going to try to keep picking couples that you know to talk about, so you have examples close to home. I'd like to use the couples on the other side of the room, but I don't think you've seen most of them compete, have you? Do you know how everybody looks when they compete? So if you want to bring up your own examples, I don't mind if we name names politely in here, obviously respectfully about everything. But if there's somebody who's doing something you really like, but you can't understand why they're not getting marked, or somebody who you don't like that much, but they seem to get marked a lot, if there's a way to talk about it in a polite way, we could do that. Yes?
Is there a way to characterize the style that he's intense?
Yeah, because I don't understand it either.
Alex Zhang? The words I would pick for it would not be the words that Alec would use, so I'll just give the ones I have. When I watch them dance, it is all about sensitivity, touch, so every movement that they take, the process they go through. It looks to me like they don't spend a lot of time doing rounds. Instead, they work on just feeling and making the most out of every moment. So other couples, it's much more athletic. So you wouldn't look at them and say, wow, that is athleticism. No, you would say that's art. It's a much softer approach. It's the approach that suits their intellectual level, which is very high. Their sensitivity level as human beings, which is very high. Other couples aren't nearly as sensitive, so they go crashing through things and get some pretty good results with that, because it's pretty spectacular eventually if you really practice it. I mean, you can get good at anything. But I think... but if you watch Alec... and what's his partner's name?
Circe.
when they're dancing together, you can see they're fully aware of space, they're aware of the music all of the time, and it's a very sensitive presentation of what they're doing. And if you compare that to everybody else, you'll find there's no other couple doing what they're doing. It's completely different. And it does, again, I think, suit their personalities very well. They'll have to be careful. Sometimes it's hard to see that, but in the end, I believe quality always shows up. So if you know what you're doing, you've got really great quality, even if it's a soft power you're using, it's going to do very, very well as long as you know what you're doing and commit to it, really sell what you're doing. That was the samba. Any questions before we leave samba? We're going to run out of time before we get enough standard in. Should we go through the bronze jive routine, the bronze jive routine one time all the way through?
Standard right away is not.
Standard right away?
We know from last week they're not new figures. Let's run over it again.
Okay, so straight to standard. Okay, everybody's opinion is valuable here. Okay, standard it is then. Shoe change? Does anybody have standard shoes to put on?